Welcome to the Origene Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating research on SARS-CoV-2 and a potential new approach to fighting viral infections.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down this groundbreaking study published in Nature Communications that reveals how inhibiting a specific enzyme could reverse the damage that SARS-CoV-2 does to our cells' natural cleaning mechanisms.
That's right, Alex. This is really exciting stuff. The researchers discovered a small molecule called RMC-113 that seems to have broad antiviral effects against multiple RNA viruses, including SARS-CoV-2, by targeting something called PIP4K2C.
And what's really interesting here is that instead of directly targeting the virus itself, which is the approach most antiviral drugs take, this compound targets cellular processes that the virus hijacks. It's like, instead of trying to kill the burglar, you're just making sure all your doors and windows are locked.
I love that analogy. So let's back up a bit and give our listeners some context. The study was led by researchers from Stanford University and several other institutions. They were looking for broad-spectrum antivirals, basically drugs that could work against multiple types of viruses rather than just one specific virus.
Right, and that's a really important goal, especially when we think about pandemic preparedness. So they found this molecule, RMC-113, that potently suppressed the replication of SARS-CoV-2 in human lung organoids, which are basically lab-grown mini-versions of human lung tissue.
And not just SARS-CoV-2, it also worked against dengue virus, Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, and even the really nasty ones like Ebola and Marburg. That's pretty impressive range for one compound.
Absolutely. And what the researchers found is that this compound works by inhibiting two enzymes, PIP4K2C and PIK5. These are lipid kinases, which means they modify certain lipids in our cell membranes. But Jamie, I think the most fascinating part is how this relates to a process called autophagy.
Autophagy. That's our cell's recycling system, right? Where they break down and reuse old or damaged components?
Exactly. Think of it as the cell's cleanup crew. Normally, this process helps get rid of invaders like viruses. But many viruses, including SARS-CoV-2, have evolved ways to block or impair this process. They essentially jam up the garbage disposal so they can stick around longer.
And what this study found is that one of the SARS-CoV-2 proteins, called NSP6, actually binds to PIP4K2C and uses it to disrupt this cleanup process. So by inhibiting PIP4K2C with RMC-113, they could restore the cell's ability to take out the trash, so to speak.
That's a great way to put it, and the researchers confirmed this through multiple experiments. They showed that when they treated infected cells with RMC-113, it reversed the autophagy blockade caused by the virus. This allowed the cells to degrade viral proteins more efficiently.
What I found particularly cool was how they tracked this process visually. They use these fluorescent markers that show autophagosomes, the little cellular garbage trucks, as yellow dots, and autolysosomes, where the garbage gets broken down, as red dots.
Yes, and in cells infected with SARS-CoV-2, they saw lots of yellow dots, but fewer red dots, indicating a traffic jam in the system. But when they added RMC-113, the balance shifted back. Fewer yellow dots and more red dots, showing that the waste disposal process was working properly again.
And they didn't just look at this in standard cell lines. They also used these amazing human adult lung organoids, which are much closer to real human lung tissue than typical lab cells. The compound worked there too, showing that it might actually be effective in real human lungs.
That's a crucial point, Jamie. And another important finding was that the virus couldn't easily develop resistance to RMC-113. When they tried to grow the virus in the presence of the drug for multiple generations, it didn't manage to evolve resistance, which is often a problem with antivirals that directly target viral proteins.
That makes sense, right? Since it's targeting our cellular processes rather than viral ones, it's much harder for the virus to work around it. the virus would have to fundamentally change how it interacts with our cells.
Exactly. And that's one of the big advantages of this host-directed approach. But I think we should also mention that the researchers found PIP4K2C is involved in multiple stages of the viral life cycle. Not just autophagy, but also viral entry, RNA replication, and the assembly and release of new virus particles.
Right. Whereas the other enzyme, PIKE55, seems to be mainly involved in viral entry. So targeting both with RMC113 gives a 1-2 punch that's more effective than targeting either one alone.
And they confirmed this by comparing RMC113 to other compounds that only inhibit one of these enzymes. The dual inhibitor was more effective at blocking viral replication.
So, Alex, what do you think this means for future antiviral development? Could this approach lead to drugs that work against multiple viruses, even ones we haven't encountered yet? I think that's definitely the promise here. Since many different viruses manipulate autophagy and use similar cellular machinery, a drug that restores these normal cellular functions could potentially work against a wide range of viral threats. It could be an important tool in our pandemic preparedness arsenal. And what about safety? Since this approach targets human cellular processes rather than viral ones, is there a concern about side effects?
That's a great question. The researchers note that one of these enzymes, PIK5, has already been targeted by drugs that have gone through clinical trials for inflammatory diseases and had a good safety profile. But of course, more research would be needed to ensure that inhibiting both enzymes together is safe in humans.
It's worth noting that they didn't observe significant toxicity in their cell experiments, which is promising. And the fact that they're targeting a process that the virus disrupts, essentially restoring normal function rather than creating an abnormal state, might suggest a better safety profile.
Absolutely. And interestingly, inhibiting PIP4K2C might have benefits beyond fighting viruses. The paper mentions that it could potentially help with conditions like Huntington's disease and cancer, where there are also issues with cellular cleanup processes.
So to wrap up, this study has identified a new approach to fighting viral infections by targeting the cellular processes that viruses hijack, specifically restoring autophagy, our cells' cleanup system, that SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses disrupt.
And they found a compound, RMC-113, that inhibits two key enzymes, PIP4K2C and PIK5, which not only restores autophagy but also interferes with multiple stages of the viral life cycle, making it potentially more effective than approaches targeting just one process.
The approach shows promise against multiple viruses and doesn't easily lead to resistance, which could make it valuable for pandemic preparedness. Though, of course, as with any early-stage research, there's still a long way to go before this could become an actual treatment.
That's right. But it's exciting to see this kind of innovative approach to antiviral development, looking beyond the traditional strategy of directly targeting viral proteins, to instead focus on restoring our cells' natural defenses.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research. Thanks for joining us on the Origene podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time as we explore more cutting-edge research in the world of biology and medicine.